Check 1, 2. Big Mike, the Fat Maxter. I'm full of phys ed, man. Coming at you live and direct from Maxity.com and PowerAndStrategy.com. I'm going to be doing this solo today. My pimp partner, man, nigga Fuchsia's Magneto, Tony Maceo, is out doing grown-up things. You know what I mean? He got some real-world business he got to take care of. Forever on his grind, man, getting that money. So, he ain't got no business on this show today because basically this show right here, I'm going to go ahead and chime in on my personal opinions of Dr. Boyce Watkins, because cats have hit me up and they've been wondering what my beef is or my gripe is with Dr. Boyce Watkins, because in the last show I basically said, you know, he's not necessarily my cup of tea. But even though, you know, I have these personal feelings towards the homie, he's still innocent of the charge of fraud. You know what I mean? That's how we get down over here at Maxity.com, man. We do our due diligence, man. We study. And we get down and we have to find at least some sort of evidence of a nigga when he's fraudulent. We didn't find anything, man. We found that there's a female that he used to, you know, rock with, who's basically throwing him under the bus, basically saying that he's not paying what she worth, or he just blatantly stopped paying her. Right now, this is hearsay. This is basically his word against hers. So that's not factual. That's just, like I said, that's just he say, she say. And then we have, of course, the Charles Wu cat talking greasy. Just because Charles Wu is talking greasy and talking out the side of his neck, that does not necessarily mean that Boyce Watkins shares those same sentiments or feelings towards his constituents or the people who he's doing business with. You know what I mean? So not necessarily understanding where people are coming with this venom for the homie. You know what I mean? Nevertheless, bruh, I do have some issues with him, and cats want to know what those issues are or what that issue may be. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you what the issue is. All right? Once again, this does not factor into him so-called being a fraud or not being a fraud or whatever. You know what I mean? Because we've already done that. We've already said that he is innocent of this charge. But yet and still, there's some things I'm just not digging about the homie. Okay? So, let the beatings begin. The universe works in mysterious ways. So let me go ahead and give you the crux of the problem right here, man. The thing that I seen that I definitely did not like about Dr. Boyce Watkins. All right, let's go back to the great Cosby scandal, man, when every female under the sun, black, white, or whatever, was accusing Cosby of being a rapist. The majority of pro-black niggas, man, out here on YouTube jumped on the bandwagon, and without doing any due diligence, without even looking into the situation, a lot of them were hands-off, didn't want to touch it, or just jumped on the bandwagon and condemned Cosby. And guess who was one of the individuals that jumped on the bandwagon to smear Cosby? You know who it was. Anybody that's been watching Boyce for a while knows that he was one of the main ones jumping on the bandwagon, you know, with the pitchfork and the noose, wanting to crucify, hang, or castrate Cosby. You know what I mean? He did about 4 or 5 videos of that, man. And I'm thinking, damn. I mean, this is Dr. Boyce Watkins, the man who's talking about all this white supremacist stuff. And, you know, he's talking about how the media distorts and weaves false narratives and false realities and everything, man. But all of a sudden, for some strange reason, man, when the media came out about Cosby, you know, he didn't do any study, no due diligence. Once again, this is supposed to be a scholar, man. Where a scholar is supposed to be an individual that reads up on things, that studies things, you know, that have critical analysis of things. But when it came to Cosby, none of that. And consequently, this is a situation that's going on right now. Boyce wants all of you to use your critical thinking skills when it comes to him. He's saying, hey, man, you know, let's not jump the gun here. Let's just concentrate on the facts. You know what I mean? Let's not be emotional about none of this. But did he do that when it came to Cosby? No, he didn't. Like I said, he was one of the main ones. I mean, verbatim, man. I mean, he literally said, I think he's guilty of rape, and I don't care what none of y'all say. I was like, damn, man. And this was just, it was bugging me and Tony out, right? Because it was like, man, all this information is out here that exonerates Cosby. You know, I'm like, don't none of these niggas see this shit? Don't none of them see it? You know? I'm like, but you know, Boyce is a scholar. He's supposed to know better. And of course, you know, he's supposed to be well aware of the tricks and the traps of white supremacy and the media, maniac European devils in action, as Professor Griffiths say. But for some reason, he didn't exercise any of that. He just said, Cosby's guilty. I'm sure Cosby's a rapist. All these women coming out saying this about Cosby, they couldn't be wrong. It couldn't be a smear campaign. It has to be true. But lo and behold, the universe works in mysterious ways. Now, here we got Boyce pretty much in the same predicament, right? Of course, the accusation is not as heinous as what Cosby was put in. No, Boyce doesn't have a rape allegation charge, but he has the charge of being a low-down, dirty businessman. From what I can see, the main allegation between him and Yvette Carnell is she's saying he didn't pay me, or he didn't pay me what I was worth. And then you got other people going ahead talking about, well, he's not talking about what I want him to talk about. He might be talking about economics, but he ain't talking about the political stuff that goes with the economics to make the economics more viable, more real. Well, all I can say to that is, nigga, if you don't like what he's spitting, then don't watch him. And if you think he should be talking about the political aspect, the political game, then you open up your own channel on YouTube and you talk about the politics of it. Let him do him when it comes to his hustle and his wheelhouse, man. That is his zen, the economics. So no, he does not have to go in too deep into politics because, you know, he's into the economics. Why can't you niggas just goddamn stop expecting one man to solve all your goddamn problems, man? You know what I mean? But like I said, right now we got a woman destroying or attempting to destroy what Boyce Watkins has built. Interesting. Very interesting. You know, she's making certain allegations against this man, and everyone is dogpiling on Boyce Watkins. Is this not poetic justice? Is this not poetic justice? Yes. Right about now, he is getting a tutorial in the fuckery of women. Mm-hmm. That's right. All those women said all that greasy shit about Cosby, and Boyce was the first one to bite. Boyce was down for it. Yes, he raped him. I'm sure he raped him. Now we got Yvette talking about, you know, this dude, he, you know, he got shady business practices. He ain't paying folks. He ain't doing this. And then everybody is basically saying, yeah, Boyce is a criminal. He's a fraud. But Boyce wants you to say, hey, we need to take a step back and we need to just not be emotional about this. We just need the facts. Well, we didn't just need the facts when it came to Cosby, huh, Boyce? No, we didn't need the facts then. You were so sure, so adamant that Cosby was a fucking rapist, bro. You know what I mean? So, but even with that, man, check it out, man. You know how we get down at Max City, man. We not emotional about this, even though I do feel that, yeah, man, you deserve a little bit of this. You deserve a little bit of this, Boyce, you know what I mean, for how you did Cosby, man. But yet and still, at Max City, we still only deal with the facts. You are innocent of the charge of fraud. Yes, you are innocent of the charge of fraud, but yet and still, do I think you need this lesson? Of course I do. But check this shit out, man. You know, it's like, it probably would have been different if you probably would have came out with some retraction videos after Cosby was basically exonerated, man. You know, I mean, come on, man. Everything that was put out there about Cosby was basically debunked and disproved, you know? But when that happened, it was hands off. You seen the writing on the wall. You seen that you was wrong about the homie. And you did not even retract that bullshit that you said about Cosby, man. You didn't do it. So right then and there, to me, that points to just bad moral character, man. You know, you spend some time basically tearing a brother down. And then once the fog of war cleared and you seen that none of that shit was substantiated, all of it was debunked, I mean, you had nothing to say. You had absolutely zero to say about it, man. You did not retract that bullshit that you was on, bruh. You know what I mean? So I think that this is divine retribution, man. I believe this is karmic debt coming back to smack Boyce in the face. Yes, smacking you in the face. Once again, I reiterate, Boyce is innocent of the charge of fraud. He's just a businessman. He's doing business. He's selling y'all things. A lot of y'all butt hurt because you say he charging too much. Look, that does not constitute fraud. Okay? I mean, you can look anywhere on the internet and you can find stuff comparable to what he's selling. Some of the stuff is higher than what he's selling. Some of the stuff is lower than what he's selling, man. Brothers, man, I don't know what it is about doing business that y'all don't fucking understand. But Boyce is a businessman. He's selling a viable product. He's selling a damn good product from what I have seen. You know? But that does not mean fraud. Okay? He got someone in his business tree. This Charles Wu cat. Who talks smack. Who talks greasy. But that still does not constitute as fraud. A lot of you were saying that this Wu dude is actually the brains of the operation. Boyce vehemently denies that. He says, no, I am the brains of it. I am the owner. I am the boss. Now it's up to you to believe or not believe, but yet that does not constitute fraud. Because all we're dealing with is he say, she say, and hearsay. It all depends on what you want to believe. All right, there is no smoking gun here. Not at all. All right. Shoot. All we have basically kicking this off is the words of a woman who seems to be bitter and disgruntled for whatever reason. I have no idea. Now, let me tell y'all about my experience with women. All right. Okay. A lot of y'all, I don't know if y'all new to the program, but you know, the Max City Citizens and Players know I have an extensive knowledge of women and how they get down when they get scorned. All right? It ain't nothing to play with, man. This shit ain't nothing to play with. All right? So for whatever reason, she is not necessarily digging Boyce right about now, man. And these females, man, you would just be surprised to the lengths they'll go to try and put the nails in your coffin, man. All right? You know, I go ahead and I'll draw upon my experience in the porn game and experience in the pimp game, man. Especially in the porn game, man. I mean, for years, I took care of females, man. You know what I mean? If they was in my family, man, if they did work, they put in work for me, bruh, it was nothing I wouldn't do for them, man. Like I told you, man, I paid rent, I paid bills, I paid medical expenses. When many of them had their children, right, you know, they had their babies at the hospital, bruh, I was there. I took care of whatever needs they had at that particular point. I would take care of it. They own baby daddies. The niggas that knocked them up wasn't even there, son. But yeah, Big Mike was there. I made sure, man, that they didn't want for nothing. But that, hey, let's fast forward 4 or 5 years into the future, man, when the smartphones got popping and everybody could actually access the internet more regularly. And then all of a sudden, the website got more and more popular. And of course, that exposed the women to unwanted scrutiny. So when that happened, all of a sudden, me, Big Mike, who was the good guy, now I'm the bad guy. Now, all of a sudden, females are talking crazy about me. He used me. He tricked me. He didn't pay me what I was worth. He paid me chicken feed. You know, all sorts of just crazy stories came out about me, man. I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, bitch, I took care of all you hoes. I made sure y'all was straight. And this is how you repay me, bitch. You know what I mean? So, this is what I'm saying, man. Look, I have extensive knowledge in the skullduggery of a scorned woman. And I'm not totally sure right now if her tirade is justified. I spent the past 2 days, man, scouring the internet and YouTube trying to find a smoking gun to see if what she was saying was true, to see if what everybody was saying has some merit about him being a fraudulent dude, man. And even though I think he was on some weak shit when it came to that Cosby, I believe he was on some coward shit when it came to that Cosby. My nigga senses do not tingle when I hear boys talking about his business and what he wants to actually happen with the black community. My nigga senses do not tingle. When I hear Brother Polite talking, my nigga senses be tingling. When I hear Umar Johnson talking, my nigga senses be tingling. When I hear Sarnetta talking, nigga senses be tingling, man. What I mean by that is, I believe that a lot of these cats that I just mentioned are fraudulent ass niggas. When I hear boys talking, I don't get that vibe. I don't. But yet and still, I have to admit, I was feeling some type of way about how he threw Cosby under the bus and joined in on the fuck you fest. I had a big problem with that, man. Here is Cosby, a man who had skin in the game. He did all sorts of things for, you know, people as far as scholarships and colleges and people in Hollywood, black Hollywood. He put his money where his mouth is, man. To have him to be repaid in this manner by people just going ahead and co-signing what the white media said about him, it was disturbing to me and it was very problematic. Especially from individuals who claim to be pro-blacks. Right. Yeah, man. Not feeling that shit at all. So once again, I understand what could possibly be going on between him and Yvette Carnell. I have been there myself before. I believe Boyce even said to the fact that, man, even when his bank account was like in the red, man, and he was flat broke, he said he made sure that she got paid before he paid himself. I believe that that happened. I do, because, I mean, bruh, I've done it many a times. Now, y'all gonna really consider me a simp when I tell you this shit. You gonna, you know, I call Boyce a simp. But, you know, y'all really gonna say, man, you's a simp-ass nigga for doing this. Y'all know I'm diabetic, right? I'm a diabetic-ass nigga. You know what I mean? And, insulin is very important for diabetics. There's been times where I would run out of insulin, man. And, maybe like 3 days might have to transpire before I get enough money to get some more insulin, right? But, you know, a female would hit me up, man. She was fucked up in the game somehow, some way. And guess what I would do? I would actually spend my last dime, right, to get this broad out of a jam. I would actually spend my insulin money knowing I don't get paid for another 3 days. So I got to go without insulin for 3 days for saving this bitch, right? And the very same bitch that I saved. This happened a lot, man. This ain't no once in a lifetime shit. You know what I mean? Females who I thought was really cool, man, that was in the game with me, man, basically flipped on me. You know, when the website got real popular, when the website got real known, yeah, these bitches flipped on me, man. So here I am, making these sacrifices, digging in my wallet, taking my insulin money to save a bitch, and then all of a sudden, he tricked me. He ain't pay me what I was worth. You know, this greasy, fucked up shit, man. Greasy, fucked up shit. So, you know, I know what you're saying, man. You call him, well, like I said, yeah, he a simp-ass nigga, but when it comes to me, man, you know, when I deem you a friend, when I deem you someone that's really cool, when I deem you someone that's family, you know, this is male or female. Man, I sacrifice, man. That's just my character, man. Ain't got shit to do with, you know, it being a female. You know, that's just how I rock. If you down with me, if you my peoples, bruh, that's how I do it, man. So, yeah, I can understand where Boyce might be getting the raw end of the stick on this, because I've been there, man. I've been there when I was actually doing everything that I could to make sure things was cool with a chick, man. Make sure that she was all right, because she was family to me, you feel me? Then all of a sudden, to be repaid by her somehow, some way, flipping the script and turning the tables and making me into a villain, man. I'm like, what? What? Like, how did this happen? But, needless to say, I do think that this is good for Dr. Boyce Watkins. I think that, you know, I think he deserves a little bit of this. I think he deserves to get a little bit of egg on his face for how he played Cosby. Because now he's in the same situation and circumstance Cosby was in. He has a lot of people, you know, needlessly coming at him and accusing him of shit that's not even substantiated and can't even be proven. It's all hearsay. It's all word of mouth. It's all he say, she say. Which is basically what Cosby had to deal with. And everybody basically believed the worst in the man. Now we have a situation where everybody's believing the worst in Dr. Boyce Watkins. And I don't have any pity for the man, because once again, I think, you know, with age comes wisdom. And I think he'll think twice before he just go ahead and just co-signs and believes the worst of the next black man that's basically put on the hot seat in mainstream and social media. Yeah, buddy. Uh-huh. So if y'all wanted to know what my main gripe was about that, yeah, I believe that that was some cowardly shit he did with Cosby. And I believe that it wasn't manly how he handled it, especially after, you know, Cosby was exonerated. And everybody pretty much knows that all them hoes was lying. Dr. Boyce Watkins has not even owned up to the fact that he was wrong, and he has not put up no retraction videos concerning the character of Mr. Cosby or Dr. Cosby. You know, these titles. Niggas love titles. Alright? But yet and still, like I said, Boyce, I'm going to give you the same courtesy and the same respect that I gave Cosby. Right? I am, I already have done the due diligence. I have looked into this. And sir, you are innocent of the charge of fraud. I'm going to do something that you didn't do for Cosby, sir. That's right. I'm going to stick with you. I'm going to stand by you on this one. And you are innocent, sir. It's too bad you couldn't have done it for Cosby. And it's really too bad that you haven't come out with a retraction video speaking on how wrong you were of the situation. So with that being said, I don't really have much more to say about that. Yeah, this is the Big Mike, the Almighty Triple XL, the Fat Maxter, man, coming at you live and direct from MaxCity.com. My partner, man, Nigga Fucius, Tony Maceo, he'll be back in the game. Until then, man, you know, if you want to go ahead and listen to someone who's less abrasive, I know I'm not a lot of people's cup of tea. Shoot, but my partner, man, Tony Maceo, like I said, he is 40% less niggatry. You know, if you want something a little bit more adult, a little bit more mature, please visit him at powerandstrategy.com. If MaxCity.com is just a little too strong, just a little too abrasive, just a little too niggerish for you, that's what we're going to do. Once again, Boyce is innocent of these accusations. You know what I mean? But yet and still, people want to know what my main gripe with this cat was. And I just found that, you know, the way he handled the Bill Cosby situation was, it was some whole shit, man. He was on some whole shit with that. And, you know, he further compounds it by not being a man about the situation and throwing out some retraction videos, basically admitting how wrong he was about Bill Cosby. That's basically it in a nutshell. So, that's what it is. I'll be hitting y'all up a little bit later on, man. Shoot, I don't know. what the next topic could be. But I'm racking my brains to see, you know, what other nonsense we can get into, man. So, once again, Fat Mac, Big Mike, MacCity.com, and we out.